Tasmania Department of Health is delivering free COVID-19 Pfizer vaccines to anyone aged between 16 and 19 years of age in Smithton this weekend. It's the first one for that age group outside the hospitals in the major centres. So it's pretty exciting news. Dale Webster is the Deputy Secretary of the Tasmanian Health Department and also the commander of the vaccine rollout, and he joins me now. Good afternoon, Dale.
Good afternoon, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Really appreciate it. Now, this is, as I said, it's the first time that outside the major hospitals that 16 to 14-year-olds are able to be vaccinated. And, of course, as we know, it has to be the Pfizer vaccine, doesn't it?
That's right. So this is a clinic for 16 to 49-year-olds, and it's anyone in the population around Smithton can come to this clinic. So it's a whole of population 16 to 49. Up until now, our major hospitals have been focusing on health workers, emergency service workers, and people with medical conditions. But for the Smithton Clinic, it's anyone who is 16 to 49.
We've seen in Victoria, Dale, where the vaccination rollout to aged care facilities is probably less than desirable, and we've had COVID cases now diagnosed in some of those facilities. But I was reading last night that Tasmania, I think our rollout to aged care facilities is probably around about 90%. So this has probably answered the question, is that why we're now rolling out to 16 to 49-year-olds, because we've got everything else going along quite nicely.
That's right. So we're about 27% of our population over 16 have been vaccinated. We've had good results in our aged care. At the end of next week, we'll have delivered two clinics at every aged care centre across Tasmania. And of course, there are new residents going all the time, so we'll be going back and working with aged care to keep those people protected. But it is time for us to start moving around, and somewhere like Smithton, where it's that a little bit further away from a hospital, it's important that we offer it to the whole population in those smaller centres. Whereas in the bigger centres, we'll be there, you know, often over time, so we'll be able to do bits of the population as we go.
When you say that you delivered two clinics to aged care facilities, that means the second shot, and whatever the vaccine is, one or the other, it doesn't matter, it still requires a follow-up after 12 weeks?
Yeah, so the Pfizer vaccine's after 3 weeks. That
yep.
means with aged care, it means that there's been both the first and second dose available at every aged care facility by the end of next week.
Okay. Now, this clinic at Smithton will be at Agritas, which is in Nelson Street. It will be on Saturday and Sunday from 9 a.m. to 3:45. And you're going to come back on the 9th and 20th of June, and you've got more coming in July as well. But you're actually taking walk-ups before 2 p.m.
Look, yes. If we've got availability, we won't be knocking people away. So our preference is, so that we can manage the flow, is that people go online or ring our hotline, which is 1-800-678-731, and make a booking, because that'll, you know, keep the flow going and make sure people aren't waiting around as long. But if we've got space, we'll take walk-ins as well.
Okay, and I got my first AstraZeneca shot last week, and I know it took about an hour and a half. Is that typical? Is that so? People need to plan to allow that much time for this to happen on the weekend as well.
Look. Typically, people are in and out around the 30 to 45 mark. You know, with a large clinic as the one we're running in Devonport, which I'm assuming is the one you went
yep.
to, we had large numbers there, and we were taking a few walk-ins, and it slowed things down. So that's why we say, if you book, then you sort of will be sped through the process a bit quicker.
Okay, and now for people over 50, because it's up to 49-year-olds, so they can still get their AstraZeneca shots through Oka Health in Smithton as well.
That's right. So Oka Health in Smithton, if you give them a call in the afternoon after 2 o'clock, they'll actually set you up a booking for your AstraZeneca for the over 50s.
There's been a lot of publicity about the vaccination and the vaccines in particular, as we know, and obviously some people may not feel all that comfortable about it, but what you're recommending is that if people have got any questions at all about how safe they are and how the efficacy of them, that they should really have a chat with their GP first. The first port of call should be the GP.
Absolutely. So, like anything in this medical area, first port of call is have a talk to your regular general practitioner. They know you best and they can give you some advice.
Yeah, and I mean, and they, if they know your medical history, they may even recommend one or the other, which vaccine, depending on what your personal requirements are.
Absolutely, they may. So that's why they're the best person to talk to.
Victoria's become a bit of a reminder for us how quickly this thing can get away, and I was quite staggered to read that since in the last 4 weeks there's been 40,000 people that have come from Melbourne to Tasmania, either on the Spirits or flying into the state. So this is why it's important for us to get vaccinated as well.
Yeah, I was staggered by the figure of how many people come in on the planes each week, and it's a reminder to us. And there are appointments available in GPs for over 50s and appointments in our clinics. And I did want to say we're in Smithton for the next couple of weeks, but we will come back and do a Pfizer clinic in Burnie after that. So we will move around on the northwest coast over the next couple of months. So look out for us in your local area. We don't expect people to travel, for instance, to Launceston, to Hobart, to get their vaccine. Will be in the local area.
So are you happy with the response from the public, Dale, given that there are some people that are a little bit hesitant about it? In our Tasmanian population, have we been generally fairly good?
Our take-up rate is, with all vaccines, is always ahead of the rest of the country, and this is no exception to that. We're about 6-7% ahead of the rest of the country, so that's quite pleasing. I'd like to see us get more and more people coming in. You know, we're sort of going with the don't wait, vaccinate, remembering there are appointments at GPs across the coast. We'll be running clinics, and of course, just watch out for that in your local area.
Yep, and we'll certainly publicise them for you when the time comes, Dale. But thanks for your time today. I really appreciate it.
No problems. Thank you, Martin.